You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I don't want to say it. Rise and shine, Atlanta. Allie scared everybody off. It turns out it's a full line change, like a hockey game. Back in the driver's seat. Allie is here, though.
Yeah.
She just scared off Bo and Garrett and welcomed back in myself and the Zen House. Mark Zeno, Dylon back off his Eagles trip. I'm sure it was a lot of fun out there watching Jalen Hurts go to battle.
Dude, he had two turnovers in the
MVP
same play.
MVP front
Make
runner.
History.
MVP two turnovers in the front same runner. Play. Anyways, welcome back to the show. It is Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Mark Zeno, Dylan Matthews. I am fresh off a couple of days with Mike Bell, so if I'm talking
How'd
fast.
How'd that go for you?
If I'm talking fast, it's probably because I've been with Mike Bell the last couple of days. I got to get back down to morning shift speed, which is about right here.
A little bit easier,
yeah.
Mike.
Mike has the ability to hit five topics in one segment. Which
Good
is it's all over the place. After about an hour Tuesday, Mark, and you'll appreciate this. I was like, hey, if I'm not talking fast enough, I'm trying to get up to speed and give her a little more gas, okay? But I'm not used to being able to hit this many topics in one second. Anyways, how was the last couple of days, Allie?
Last couple of days have been phenomenal. Of course, we missed you. And we are going over Garrett's schedule has been absolutely insane. So he's been going up to Flowery Branch, yeah. Coming back here. He's got like four or five different jobs. He's in that zone of life. Your schedule today, though, is also pretty insane.
Really all week. It's been crazy all week.
So, but what does today entail for you?
Yeah. So, and like I said, I've been with in the holiday parties, the whole thing we'll have to get to because that was yesterday. Split Dukes.
That
and
was
Bell
a
half.
Mix up.
Hey,
mix up.
Neither one
mix
of these
ups.
Guys are there. Y'all didn't miss much.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't even get an invite.
They didn't even want me there. Today, yes, I will do. I will do, obviously, this show, and I'll go hang out at home for a little bit. I'll come back. We'll do Falcons pregame starting at 6 o'clock. Myself and Bo Morgan will be live from Tampa, who is going to join us later on in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit of Falcons ahead of that matchup tonight. I'll do postgame with your husband, Grant
yes.
McCauley, which will probably be somewhere around, 11:30 to 1:30 tonight on into the wee hours tomorrow morning. I'm going to actually go. You guys know that if you listen to the show before, usually on primetime games, I just sleep at the studio. There's
right.
no point in driving all the way home. But Allie, tomorrow we are live from the Publix in Alpharetta. So that's on the way past my house. So I'm going to go home late tonight, early tomorrow morning, try to get a couple hours on the couch, And then we'll be live from Alpharetta and eating pretzels right there bright and early.
Yeah, it will be bright and early. And I'm kind of jealous of you, Mike, because Grant is on his way back from the winter meetings from Orlando. He's going to make a quick stop at home, probably grab a shower, and then he's coming in here, obviously, to do post-game with you. I'm like, I don't even get to hang out with my husband before my co-host.
Yeah.
Does.
Do you want me to give him a hug for you?
Yes,
is that
please.
What you want? Just give him
yes,
a hug
please.
For you?
Make it weird.
Yeah. I'll make it weird. I'll hold his hand for a minute. I'll be like, hey, man, just passing it on. Just passing it
it's
on.
It's from Han and Chewie.
Hey, yo.
That's not a hey, yo.
It's really not.
You can't just do that anytime.
Nah,
there's no hey, yo to it.
No, you made it weird by adding in the holding hand thing. Like,
no, I was
going to let you fly because Allie suggested the hug thing, but, you know, like, you made it weird with the whole
hey
yo.
No, that doesn't fit.
Had to pause.
That doesn't fit now, and that's a pause.
Well, we need to get to Dylan at some point today because we got to talk about where he was. Try to cover it up.
Yeah,
I didn't try to cover anything.
Oh,
up.
You're a liar.
What? What did I try to cover up?
You were under the weather Friday. I saw you Sunday for the Falcons broadcast, and you just simply said, hey, man, Garrett will be with y'all for the next couple of days.
Because
so
you were on the way out.
But
I didn't want to stop
hey,
you in your tracks.
Town. You didn't say going on vacation, going to watch the Eagles play.
Because you were headed out. I didn't want to bore you with where I was going.
Going to Monday Night Football.
Allie, he was halfway out
Somebody
the door. I was just like, hey.
Man.
I was hey. Like, hey, before you go, I won't be with you guys. And he was like, yeah, it's fine. I won't be there either. I'm Tuesday. I'm with Mike Bell anyway. And I was like, all right, cool.
I got
to
tell you.
Need for me to elaborate.
Standard rule, man. If you can't tell your friends and family about what you're doing and where you're going,
you
probably shouldn't be doing
rule.
It.
That is such. I'm right now.
Probably shouldn't be doing it.
Don't fall into their trap, man.
I'm just saying. Like,
Mike was halfway out the door. I just didn't want to stop and be like, hey, no, listen to about where I'm going.
Put it this way. If you would have said, hey, I'm going to the Eagles game tonight, Mike would have gladly stopped and had a
100%
conversation about it.
Yeah.
You were
another
purposely
valid
being
point
avoided. You were purposely
Ding.
Being avoided.
If this was
listen,
part of the interruption,
take it from
I'm
somebody
clicking
Zeno's. Who's told a lot of fibs to people over the years, particularly women. Okay?
Take it from somebody that's lied about where they're going a bunch.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't be doing it.
That a boy.
Thank you very much, Zeno, for coming in today. I am the common denominator of the show this week. It is a full change out, so I appreciate everyone being here today. Here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the Hawks are back in action tomorrow to take on the Pistons. Ahead of tonight's Thursday night football, the Bucks have activated receivers Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan. Falcons have officially ruled out Drake London for tonight's game against the Bucks. We'll get into that in a little bit. Georgia has canceled a series with Louisville ahead of the SEC schedule release. And I'm sure you guys saw this one. Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore has been terminated with cause effective immediately. This is following a university investigation. Credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And currently, Sharon is in custody.
Yeah.
I don't even know
he in jail.
Where to start with this. Protective custody at that. That's one of the biggest differences because we were just talking about the fact that I was on Duke's Mail yesterday.
Yeah.
The biggest difference is breaking news while you're on air. We don't get that at 6 a.m.
Not really.
I'm sitting there looking at Mike yesterday, and we're about to start talking about the Falcons-Tampa matchup. I show him a tweet. I'm like, dear God, they just fired Tron Moore. 15 minutes later, we're in another live segment, and I look at him and go, for cause. They fired him for cause, Mike. Yeah.
And then another 20 minutes later.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, he's been detained. What is going on? Dear God. No, I have no idea, man. I'm gonna try to give it a sensitive nature because there's so many ins and outs. But if you just look at what Sharon Moore's last 24 hours have been, dear God.
Well, you understand why there were talks about him possibly ending it all.
Yes. The protective custody.
The guy lost his job.
Sure.
He lost his family. He lost his welfare. He lost everything.
Oh.
That's a lot of pressure on an individual to deal with. And no one's making light of what, all this stuff is. I mean, listen, the jokes online and everything else aside, which you knew were going to happen.
Always.
But, the seriousness of this whole thing for him personally and the welfare of him.
Terrifying.
And the young woman he allegedly had an affair with. I'll keep saying allegedly because we don't have any facts yet at this point
Smart
in time.
Man.
It's a lot of supposition, but we do know he was fired for cause. I think the once you get past all the salacious details, the underbelly of this, I think, is really what has me curious. Oh, the university launched an investigation, or was the university, is that code for the university? It was complicit in a cover-up, and finally it got
for
blown
sure.
up. And now, it's when something is this wild, It always feels like it's not isolated. It always feels like that there are more dominoes that are going to fall here, and what is going to go on. And when that happens, people run into survival mode. And all of a sudden, everybody is out for one person alone.
Yep. CYA across the board.
Yes, and they are out for themselves. And so the AD here, Ward Manuel, right? That's his name?
Yes, yes, that's him.
You know, you have to wonder how much damage control he's trying to do behind it. Because in reality, it's this. Like, in today's day and age, it's really hard to keep a relationship at work quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, just the nature of where we go and what we do, and everybody knows each other's schedules and everything else. Like, you know, it's kind of hard to do that. So I feel like, especially for a football coach, Mike, you know this better than I do, the regimented nature of their schedule. You know, we have practice here, workouts here, meetings here, players show, media commitment here.
Yeah, 100%. Like, everything is almost public. It's
right.
A public
and
nature.
It's robotic. And in order to deviate from that to consummate an affair seems like you'd have to do a lot of extra work.
Doesn't it seem like that, though, like when you look at Michigan per se, like as crazy as it sounds, it's such a Michigan thing here lately.
Well, they're not clean, and they have a track record of not being clean.
Well, let's get past the Connor Stallions thing. You remember they had to let go of their offensive coordinator, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
For the whole email hacking.
Yes.
I mean, just insanity. Not only that, but I'll say this too. Josh Pate, who people know and covers college football, and I think he works for CBS now. He's got a contract with CBS. Yep. He said a month ago that there was going to be a firing in college football that nobody saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he was talking about. Somebody asked him last night on Twitter. They were like, was that what you were talking about a month ago? And he was like, yes.
Wow.
So if Josh Pate knew month ago,
I mean, they,
let's just keep going
again,
there.
Clearly, it feels like, and we were talking about it before the show, there was some guy on Twitter who apparently was a quarterback who was recruited by Michigan, who had the thing 6 days ago and blasted it out on Twitter.
It's crazy. And nobody believed it.
And nobody believed it. Everybody's like, you're crazy, you're nuts, this, that, and the other. And the guy had a picture of the girl, too.
Yes, he did.
He literally had a
that
picture of
the girl. That is truly insane. And everybody in the response of 6 days ago, like, dude, they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
They're going to sue you for slander. Yeah. You're not allowed to just say things like these. This guy's lost his mind. Dude, I think I know why they didn't sue him.
Yeah.
I mean,
you had to feel like over the course of the last week that it, you know, when something like that came out, that this thing really got. And you know, there was some alleged thought process that it was intentional to wait until after signing day. Because if you fire a coach before signing,
right,
what happens? Recruits
go, whew, yeah.
They start running out.
So did Sherrone have any idea that the university had figured things out?
Oh, he had to.
So was there a game plan? They're like, all right, so we're going to wait until after signing day, and then this is going to happen. We'll do this, 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 and then you will resign.
Look, there's not many facts when it comes to this, but from some of the hearsay and some of the allegedly stuff, something happened yesterday that brought all this to a head.
Right.
And I think the university knew that it was happening, that it brought it to a head. Sherrone Moore acted when it was brought to a head. And the university, therefore, because they knew what was going on through the police departments, had to simply go, hey, we've fired him as everything was going on.
Well, again, they didn't fire him, at least what their statement said. It had nothing to do. I think the police stuff chronologically was after he was already let go.
Mm-hmm.
The statement said they fired him for the inappropriate relationship, which, again, you have to believe they knew was going on for some extended period of time.
It's going to make it hard for them to actually fire him for cause if they've known for a month or 2 months that this was actually going on. Because it would be, why didn't you fire me 2 months ago?
Well, you have to have concrete proof when you're doing for cause. If that's your reason that you're terminating someone.
It also
might
have been they knew legally they had to go through all the steps to.
Yeah.
And when lawyers get involved, you know it gets messy.
Firing someone is actually pretty difficult to do.
It just happened that it was a week after signing day.
Firing someone is definitely not difficult to do. I'm living proof of that in this building.
I think we've all been fired in this building.
This
maybe Dylan's young enough that he hasn't, but that's just one of the things that comes along with this this line of work.
By the way, it is what it is. Dylan, if Sherrone Moore had heeded my advice, if you're doing something you can't tell your family or friends about,
here we go.
You probably shouldn't be doing it.
Let's go.
It all comes full circle.
This would not happen.
Somebody get a tattoo that says that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll keep you up to date. If anything else, I'm sure a lot of dominoes are going to fall from this situation, so we'll keep our eyes on it. But coming up next, we're going to preview tonight's game and cover the Ray Ray post. A lot of cryptic stuff going on the interwebs. We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, making his grand return today. Mark Zeno is joining us today.
Oh, that's not the show. Sorry.
No. Get that out.
Old habits die hard.
Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan today, and Dylan is back from that Eagles game.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
It's not what I do. It's not what I do.
You know what Garrett was doing in your absence?
What was that?
Playing Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, no.
I'll have a word with young Chapman once I...
Young G.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have a word. I have to tell him that specific artist is banned on this show.
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Of course.
What's it like flying 3,000 miles to watch that performance and then having to walk out of the stadium and get back on a plane for 5 hours?
Did you have
it
a ring on is the next question.
It didn't bother me at all. I'm not an Eagles fan, so it didn't bother me. The only bad part, I will say this, because that game was so crazy, Simone has gotten a lot better about how she reacts to the Eagles games because she is a diehard fan. Like, Mark, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but one time, this was like the first year of Jalen Hurts starting, and so they were still struggling, barely made it into the playoffs. They were playing the Cowboys, and we were on the way home. We were watching the game at an Eagles bar. We were on the way home because the Eagles started losing. Jalen Hurts threw a pick six. Simone literally threw her phone. I was driving. She threw her phone at the glove compartment and started crying.
Oh, God. All right,
the crying's unacceptable. Throwing phones, okay. Crying's unacceptable.
I thought you were going to say she threw it out the window.
No. Not. It's not that bad. But she has gotten a lot better. Like, I've told her, you've gotten so much better about how you deal with Eagles losses. Well, This one was so crazy, and, like, she unfortunately got whatever I got as far as the sickness goes. So she wasn't, like, 100% at the game. But between her being a little bit sick, we had traveled all day that day, so she was tired. And how the game went, she broke down a little bit after the game.
Oh, man, come on.
She broke down a little bit. But she bounced back very quickly. It was just a quick, like, you know, hey, I got to get this out real quick. And then she was good. And then she was fine for the rest of the game. So she definitely did not you know, think the LA trip went as great as it could have. But I was fine. I was cool. I was chilling. It was a crazy game.
Did you wear green? Last question.
No, I did not wear green.
I'm just making sure.
I did not wear green.
All right.
I was neutral. Just,
I'm going to believe
just
you.
Very neutral.
Man, how'd you get away with that? When I go to Florida games, I have to wear Florida gear.
Yeah.
She knows better than that. She knows I ain't doing it. I've stood 10 toes down on
you
that.
You know, I can tell you something. You know, it's just not worth the fight. That's not a hill I need to die on.
That's real.
Put on whatever you need me to put on, whatever keeps you have. That's not the hill I want to die on.
Luckily, my wife is a Bama alum.
There you go.
Lastly, I'll say this. SoFi is beautiful, but SoFi is so hard to navigate. It is
really?
It is really easy to get lost in SoFi.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How do you get lost in a stadium? It's a big circle.
You would like to think it's just a big circle. It's levels to it,
Did
Mark.
Did you see it on
it's
TV?
Crazy.
Like, yeah, it's all crisscrossed.
Yeah, it's very wonky,
it
Mark.
Makes no sense.
And, like, the way they have things labeled, it's very weird.
Yeah,
I trust you.
All right, we're going to talk about the Ray Ray social media post that is catching fire right now. But real quick, Mark, I have to ask you, if you have any friends that you tell to get somewhere like 15 minutes before they really need to be there to make sure they're on time?
Or are you that guy?
Do your friends tell you need to be somewhere at 6:30 when
you
go?
No, I have to do that with my girlfriend routinely. Like, tell her, like, hey,
way early.
We need to leave by, like, 7 o'clock when really we need to leave by, like, 7:25.
Yeah, good call.
So, apparently, Odyssey felt that way about 92.9 The Game.
Bro, because, I was like, where are you going with this?
Wow.
Because we had our Christmas party yesterday, our holiday party. I was there at 2 o'clock. Mike was there at 2 o'clock.
What time was the start time?
The window was from 2 to 7,
yeah.
Which I thought was kind of crazy, but it made sense considering. I don't know. Dylan's got more information probably on that. But, yeah, it was from 2 to 7 yesterday. It was the Odyssey holiday party.
And we go into the venue, and we're promptly told, this doesn't start till 4. You need to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we stood around for 2 hours.
You can, like, imagine for the listener out there, every voice you hear on these radio waves and Star and V103 – and AOK and all these people, and they're all just standing outside the door.
Yep.
Just walking up.
It's one hell of a party, yeah, just sitting in the hallway.
Walk up, you know, you see Kevin and Taylor, see, you know, Andy and Randy are standing there. Like, everybody's just, hey, man, what's going on? Why are you guys not inside? It's like, turns
Merry
out.
Merry Christmas.
Not good.
It was full. Yeah.
A turns sales guy out. Bought like 2 pitchers of beer. I was like, hey, guys, I bought beer if anybody wants some.
Wait, he had to buy the beer at the holiday party?
The mea culpa. We weren't in the holiday party yet.
We weren't there yet.
Yeah,
we were just standing
crazy.
In
Oh, so they
the
weren't
lobby.
Even going to give you the beer for free for showing up early?
No, because we were at another venue at that point.
Yeah.
We were outside of the venue. We
there
just happened to be
I would have walked inside and be like, well, downstairs. I'm waiting. Can you give me 2 pitchers of beer? I'm going outside. Whatever.
It was pretty crazy. I'm not sure what.
Who organized said?
That's a Dylan question. He's not on that committee anymore, but he used to be on the organizing committee.
Yeah.
So Dylan, why would they do this?
Don't put a name
out
there.
No, I won't put a name out there.
Oh, absolutely put a name out there.
No.
If you make a gaffe that big, an entire company Christmas party, you better own that in public.
We're not in that business anymore.
I was actually shocked when y'all told me this before the show started, because the people who are like the engagement committee people, it's still a lot of the same people that's on there that when I was on there, and I'm shocked because they're usually on top of it. And so I don't know how. I mean, maybe just somebody didn't cross that final I or dot that final T and just got the mixed up the times. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I have a theory that what happened was when they contacted the venue, because it's been the same place the last couple of years,
mm-hmm. right?
That the venue was just like, oh, they're coming back. And then somebody looked at the schedule from last year and was like, oh, it starts at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, I just feel like that's probably.
Yeah, it was on the venue. It wasn't on Odyssey.
I would agree.
It was on the venue. It was not on the engagement.
We'll put it on the venue. I like that. I'm
it
good
was
with that.
Very fascinating, though, to have everyone realize that at the same time. Like, oh,
yeah.
So
2 hours till this party starts, huh? What do we
so
do?
So, did a lot of people hang out and stay,
yeah.
stay till
oh, yeah,
4?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good.
A lot of people hung out in the hallway.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people were hanging
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
I hung it. Out.
That, you know, we did last year for the Christmas party. We actually did that. So, after the party was up, so like after our allotted time was up, a lot of people did the same thing. And just we just kind of reversed it last year. So, like, when the party was over, we all just kind of hung out still in the Politan Row area, whatever it's called.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was
no, just did the reversal last year.
Yeah, we did the reversal last year. So
this year we decided to hang out there beforehand.
Exactly. It was like a post-party, like the after-party. This time is the pre-party. So there you go. It was all good.
Well, tonight we do have Thursday Night Football. It's the Falcons and Bucks. The series, as I was doing the research for the Rise Up Rewind, Mike, I discovered it is tied 32-32 at this
point. Oh, wow.
Yeah, another tie.
Were we just talking about the Saints?
The Saints were also tied up. Yeah, same way. I don't
know
what's going on.
That is insane.
So ahead of this, though, yesterday, Ray Ray McLeod, who is no longer with the Falcons, put up a post. And it's a super emotional post. Basically said the past couple months have been the toughest battles emotionally and mentally. Went on to say that God always sheds light to the truth because it was never performance-based. And all of that was capitalized. It was never performance-based. Then AJ Terrell, Kadarrell Hodge both commented support on this social media post. And it's on Instagram, Twitter. What do you guys make of what is happening here?
Well, I have a few thoughts. First and foremost, he did, and I remember I was like, I think it was Sporting News put out a headline that was like, Ray Ray McLeod breaks silence on the shocking Falcons release. And I was like, that's a little bit loaded because it didn't really. And he also got cut from the Giants practice squad yesterday, just for anybody that didn't realize that. So there's that floating around out there as well. So it's like, I think some people are jumping a little bit. I do think there's a lot behind this. But Mark, I'll let you comment on this too, but I think where the conversation steered with me and Mike Bell yesterday as this was happening was people are so quick to throw this on Raheem Morris's shoulders. And I think for good reason. When you are a losing head coach in the NFL, people are going to point to roster management, dealing with personalities, not being able to get guys pushed in the right direction, especially when you are a player's coach, like, you know, we were kind of told he was on the way into this job. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that eventually the truth come out, and I don't know that this is something maybe Raheem could have avoided. I don't think anybody really knows what happens other than the people that were in that room during that time period. And, you know, Ray Ray is obviously feeling some type of way about it. Mm-hmm. I guess in the end what I'm trying to say is I don't know that this all necessarily points back to Raheem being the root cause of this. It just seems like a lot of things went south, and Ray Ray is doing some reflecting a month later.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's easy to lead yourself down a very self-fulfilling prophecy kind of hole here.
Yes.
Where you start at the result and work your way backwards and you connect all the dots logically. And what a lot of people are doing, some remain nameless, I want the coach fired, okay, so let me work backward from fired coach and justify everything on the way, right? Okay, bad record. Oh, okay, players not getting along. Bad your players, you know, anti the coach in the locker room. Locker room gone. You know, no votes of confidence from management. Oh, losing more games. Like, sure, that all makes sense on the surface, but you're doing this confirmation bias thing that isn't reality. I'm not sitting here saying that I have some level of insider knowledge that other people don't. I just talk to people and ask questions, and I get answers. And because I'm so likable, people want to tell me.
Yeah, there you go.
That's obviously what it is.
Yes.
But I would tell you that the report that came out that Raheem Morris is as good as gone, I have a lot of questions about. And as I told you, I questioned that person individually because I know the individual, and I didn't really get a lot of clarity on what the basis for the report was.
Sure.
At this point in time, I will hold to my gut feeling. Now, things obviously, there's room for change here.
Right.
Learning from my past mistakes, Dylan, of dying on the Arthur Smith Hill. And I'm so proud to have died on that hill because I was right. But nonetheless, I think Raheem, for lack of a better phrase right now, is safe, barring massively, disgustingly ugly football play on the field, meaning they're not competitive, they lose again 37-9, or a certain high-level coach becomes available. I think those are the two things that really can change the outcome.
I find it interesting because we all three did sit here. Was it 8 days ago?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the timeline of that was. And we had this conversation. And I thought, you know, if they could win a couple games on the stretch and if things don't get ugly. And then when things did get ugly Sunday, I found myself kind of rethinking the whole conversation. You know, like we talked last week. It's like, hey, what's the quarterback position going to be? What coach realistically is going to want to take that job given the circumstances, and how quickly can they turn this roster on? You and I talked at length about it. I really enjoyed that conversation. But then when I saw the end of the second half Sunday, I started thinking this is exactly how it felt at the end of the Arthur Smith tenure, where I too was on the Arthur Smith bandwagon until you got to December of that year 2 years ago. And, you know, was it Justin Fields in Chicago?
Yeah.
He had a rough performance against the Jets.
And then you lost to the Panthers.
Then you lost to the Panthers on the Desmond Ridder interception. Yep. And it was like, okay. And then the Saints fake kneel down at the end of the year. I was like, okay, there's no coming back from this. And I wondered Sunday after our conversation last week if we were dealing with very similar circumstances where it was like, oh, he's safe. He's safe till he's not. And then you get in December and you're like, oh, dear God, no. There's no way you can come back from that.
Yeah, there's, obviously this is not the same as last time. I think you're adding in the fact that you're, all this stuff is compounding, right? You're now firing your third coach in the last 5 years, like, bad. So, you know, there's that component to it. But also there is a, you know, hey, everything went sideways with our quarterback position, and owners sometimes are willing to get, look, Kevin Stefanski's got a pass for the last 3 years in Cleveland. Because everything went sideways. Ownership gave him a pass because the quarterback position wasn't there. I don't know, you know, where Arthur Blank's head is on this, but I will say that I think that there is room for him to stay. I just, again, I keep going back to the simple fact that, you know, there is a personal relationship there between Arthur and Raheem, and they are very tight, which is the reason he was brought back here. And I don't know that that's changed.
I'm curious, and Allie, we can't talk about it right now, but I'm going to ask Mark Zeno this, and we'll get to it at 7 o'clock. Is there a chance that it's either Terry or Raheem has to go, one of the two? Is there any chance that both of them are back? I think that's kind of the next question on my docket.
We will cover that at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, it seems like the college football coach carousel is not over. And we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. It's the holiday season, so it's going to be holiday trivia, fellas.
You're so dead.
That is next on Sports
Bring
Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
6:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan today, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Chip Kelly has interviewed for the open Georgia Tech offensive coordinator job. How do you feel about this one?
I think this would be a good hire. I think. Mm-hmm. Like, he's shown the ability to do this at such a high level in college football.
In college football.
But he has shown the ability to do it at such a low level in the NFL. I just think some of the stuff he does just doesn't work in the NFL with the athleticism on the defense.
This is one of these hires where everybody is going to have 2020 revisionist history on, right? Yeah. It's one of these things where you're going to hire him, and If it goes great, you're going to go, I knew it. I told you
of
so.
Of course he
He's got such a great track record. I knew it was going to be fine. And if it goes belly up, you're going to be, I knew it. He stinks. He's always stunk. He's been terrible everywhere he's gone.
Why did you think it would be different?
Yeah, exactly.
They fired him from the Raiders of all
so,
places.
So, I mean, it's – look, I'm with you. I lean that they got – the difference between college and NFL is palpable. I think if you say there's no difference, that you're wrong. There is. And I think that he has clearly had a much deeper, stronger, longer track record of being successful in college for a variety of reasons
yeah.
than he has been in the NFL. For some reason, it doesn't translate.
Do you buy, and this was part of the thing, when he got fired from the Raiders, one of the kind of stories that was coming out was that he was getting the play calls wrong. Like that he was calling plays that weren't part of the offense or were part of maybe a previous offense. Some of the terminology he was using in the headset was like, we don't have that play. What is that? That's the only thing that scares me about this, because I think X's and O's wise, like I said, he's proved it a million times that he can do it in college football at a very high level. But if there is some of the fall off or maybe burnout that comes along with college coaches these days, I would be fearful of that just a little bit.
Here's the other question I'm asking. Who is his quarterback? Because, you know, like, remember, you're bringing in a new OC and a new QB at the same time. It makes it that much harder. But again, are you getting a quarterback here that is going to fit the system that Chip Kelly runs?
Is there anybody at Ohio State in the depths of that Ohio State quarterback
roster? I'm sure there is, because Sain is only a freshman, so there might be some other freshman sitting there.
I can't remember the guy's name that he beat out, but maybe, you know, hey, maybe Chip knows him. Maybe like, hey, come on down here, man. They can hang out.
So we talked about this earlier, but Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately. Now, talks are swirling around Kalen DeBoer and Marcus Freeman as options to take that job.
I don't know. Like, how did Bam already catch stray here? You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't
even. You're getting all sensitive.
This stuff was out 20 minutes yesterday, and they were like, Kalen, I think it was Nicole Auerbach on Twitter. Kalen DeBoer, the obvious top option. I'm like, why is that obvious?
Because because the fantasy world that the internet is, but it was great that Kalen DeBoer was going to Michigan, and then Lane Kiffin was going back to Alabama.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is I think this keeps pointing back to the fact that Kalen DeBoer doesn't look or sound like he belongs at the University of Alabama. But neither did Nick Saban for the longest time, and that just it kind of, you know, worked itself out. I'm happy with Kalen DeBoer as the head coach. When your name keeps popping up, I do wonder if there's people behind the scenes who are like, hey, we talked to Kalen DeBoer,
you talk to his agent and you talk to Kalen DeBoer, two different things. I know they're one and the 100%. Same, but they're two different things.
Yeah, 100%.
And listen, an agent worth his salt is just trying to drive the price up on his coach. And, oh, by the way, like, dang, make a run to the national title game. Even if you don't win it, you're Alabama. Guess what you're getting next year, Kalen DeBoer? A raise, because
paid.
Everybody wants to hire you.
You're
so
getting paid.
That's what this is about. I don't.
It's the whole Sarkisian to the NFL thing.
Right.
It's like
there's not if there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, listen, Harbaugh was rumored to go to the NFL for a half dozen years, and he didn't go until he finally left. But I mean, it was happening every year.
I
would tell you this much. I don't think DeBoer is long for that job. This is not a place where he plants his flag for the next dozen years. I don't think college football really lends itself to that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that's a thing anymore.
My point is that unless he runs off a string of, like, you know, three championships in 4 years, I don't think any coach is necessarily long for any job other than Kirby Smart here at Georgia and maybe one or two other guys. And
how about this? If you're at your alma mater, because I think Brent Key's probably that guy too, as long as they'll have him.
I think eventually he'll be swayed to go somewhere else. I think. And I don't say that other than I say to this fact that I think he realizes, for a guy who is so ultra competitive, he's capped at Georgia Tech.
He's from Birmingham.
There's a ceiling.
Throwing that out there.
I mean, it could happen. If DeBoer takes a job, you know, he can go to Bama. Like, you know, you're not getting a better job in college football. There's only a handful of jobs.
Want him to stay at Tech for a little bit longer. I want DeBoer to stay at Bama
so
for a little longer.
I mean, listen, I'm glad they gave him an extension. I didn't know if it was ever going to happen, but I'm glad they did.
He spoke it into existence.
Yeah, you said it, and then it happened that day.
Why didn't they give this guy an extension? Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking
Brent Key
news.
Receives extension.
The only other thing I'll say about, you know, the college coaching openings here that's still kind of swirling around, you know, there are a lot of names out there still that are available. I mean, does Brian Kelly get back into the fray here? Does he take a year off? I mean, you know, Michigan is in a really bad spot right now for a variety of reasons.
The game of musical chairs has ended, and Michigan is now the one without a chair.
Right.
Looking around for a chair going, is there any more chairs?
Yeah, nope.
Any more chairs out there? Is there a chair that looks like Brian Kelly? Anybody? All right.
Make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game if you're feeling a certain way. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
What would a certain way be?
A certain way?
Just give a voice to my Twitter feed in the postgame show. That's what it is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If
yes.
I could read those out loud, that'd be what it sounds like.
Well, it is time for Throwback Thursday trivia. I do have a housekeeping note because the series is coming to an end. Right now it's tied 11-11 between Mike and Bo. And I did have someone ask last week, like, when's the finale going to be?
Right, because you got the Christmas holidays coming up, things like that. Yeah,
so it's
Christmas
be
is on a Thursday.
Next week. Since you're tied up, it only makes sense
okay.
to have the grand Ooh. Finale of the season next
All
Thursday.
Right. Extra cup of coffee next Thursday.
Extra cup of coffee.
As I head into the
Just text me. I'll help you cheat.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It might be a delay in your text messages.
No. I'm good. I'll be listening full time.
One of those small earpieces
yes.
like
yes.
The Office with Pam
Listen,
and Jim.
If you just sit on the phone and one earpiece is that goes to the microphone, the other earpiece goes to your phone and you just talk out loud, I'll listen.
I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely down for that.
Say Mike.
Hold on a second. Can I put a pause? You're down for cheating, but me driving on the shoulder is some sort of crime against society?
It definitely is. I don't mind.
You have twisted morals, my friend.
No. I don't mind taking Bo down by cheating.
Oh, okay. There it is.
But,
there you go.
Know, society as a whole, no.
Okay.
Yeah, draw apples and oranges.
Taking draw a line somewhere. Bo versus the fabric of society is an easy moral compass to navigate.
All right. So today is just for fun, and we're going to do Throwback Thursday trivia on the holidays. As always, your name is your buzzer. All Dylan, right. These are very easy questions, and Mark is very ferocious when it comes to this game. So please be listening carefully. All right, the Polar Express is traveling all the way to...
Mike, North Pole.
That is correct. One for Mike.
Wow.
Elvis sings about having a Christmas that's the color...
Mark, blue.
That is correct.
I still wouldn't have known
I'll have a blue.
Okay.
1-1. The town the Grinch tries to terrorize...
Mark.
Mike.
Mark.
Whoville.
That is Whoville.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot.
All right.
People traditionally kiss under the
Mike.
Plant.
Mistletoe.
That is correct. 2-2. In Home Alone, Kevin's family is traveling.
Paris.
That's correct.
Bam.
No. Is it Paris?
Yes. Paris. It's Paris. Where do you think Paris. They're going?
Oh, I'm thinking about the second one.
It's the second one. Yeah. Where did
that was
go
New York City.
One?
The second one was New York City.
No,
did they go
they're
to, like,
not
Miami.
He's in New York City, they but go... they ended up in Miami. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The line, every time a bell rings.
Mark, an angel gets his wings.
But that's not the question,
That's
Mark.
Not the question.
Son of a... It's a Wonderful Life.
Allie, please continue.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
The Hang line... on, Mark. I get to still say the answer.
The line, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, comes from the movie...
Mike, A Wonderful Life.
That's not... It's not. It's a Wonderful Life. You said it wrong.
Mark,
he doesn't get credit.
We're giving it to him. It's a Wonderful Life.
You folded on that one, Mark.
I would
I'm
like
sorry.
Judges. I would like judges fault. Because if you did that on Jeopardy, you'd be oh no.
Alex, what, like, did you no. say what is a wonderful life? I mean, what is
it's
a wonderful
a
life?
It's a wonderful life.
All right.
Calm it is
down
tied
over there.
Up right now. 3-3. Clark Griswold.
Mike.
Ha!
Christmas Vacation.
That's not the question.
Right in your face.
You just went through this, Mike.
I took a gamble, okay? You gotta take a gamble
sometimes.
Go ahead.
Sometimes. Ask the rest
He's
of the
not
question.
Gonna know the answer anyway.
Clark Griswold lost his mind when his holiday bonus was really just a membership to what kind of
Jelly of the Month Club.
That is correct.
All you had to do was have a little patience.
So did you, Mr. It's a Wonderful Life.
4-3. The drink many people pop open on New Year's.
Champagne?
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I heard New Year's.
Yeah,
because I was
New
about
Year's
to
thing,
say
you
eggnog.
Wanted to say eggnog.
I was going to say, wanted to say eggnog. New Year's. It's got to be
you
champagne.
You wanted to say eggnog. You got so lucky. She should have stopped talking.
I heard New Year's.
Oh, my God. He was about to say eggnog. I
was.
See his
I was
face.
Thinking, when she said drink, I'm like, eggnog. And I waited for New Year's.
All right.
5-3. There's still time to come back.
All right.
The boy who famously wants a BB gun. In
Mark. A Christmas Story, Ralphie.
Ah, you can't do that.
What?
You can't do two answers in the same one. You can't do two answers in the same one.
I'm going to let everybody know that Mike is currently standing.
You can't do You can't do two answers in the same. Is it Ralphie or is it A Christmas Story? Which one's the answer?
Dylan, what do you think on
that
this?
You can't do that.
I actually agree with Mike on this.
Yes.
Which one was the answer?
No, finish the question, please.
Which is the answer?
Ralphie.
Okay.
So, Ralphie. So yeah.
You got the name wrong of your answer.
Clark Griswold, a Jelly of Month Club, Christmas Vacation. Life. I'm just going to start saying a million.
It's not a wonderful life.
I'm just going to start saying.
It's a wonderful life.
Eggnog champagne.
That one is being thrown out.
Nope, that one's wrong.
Just going to start throwing.
Thrown out.
Just start throwing every answer possible. Unbelievable, this guy.
Score is still 5-3.
Would you say that answer was on the shoulder a little bit?
Mike stood up so quick. I never seen Mike look so intense in my life.
Coming out.
You're right.
You tried to swerve around the question, didn't you? Around the question.
That was parking in a handicap spot a little bit.
Song that begins dashing through the snow.
Mark. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's incorrect.
Oh, wrong song.
Please finish the.
The song that begins
having trouble.
Dashing through the snow is.
That starts dashing the snow is.
What song starts with that lyric?
I don't know.
Time, ding, 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 time.
Oh, no, I'm fumbling. I don't know. I don't know the name of the song.
Jingle Bells.
It's just called Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Yeah,
you folded big time.
I gave you an opening and you just gave it right back. You did that Jalen Hurts stuff. I got the ball back from the interception. I'm just going to give it right back to you.
That's exactly what you did, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
That was very upsetting. A Christmas Carol was written by?
Mark. Are we talking the original
sick to my
Charles
son.
Dickens?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
I didn't like. It wasn't sure if you were talking about like a different version.
It makes
version.
Me feel better that he got that because I didn't know that.
All right, it's 6-3. We'll just finish out with
double
one
or nothing,
just
triple or nothing.
Triple
Let's do
or
it.
Nothing. Oh, you! If you're both good with that, we
yes.
can do that.
I will give you. I tell you what, we'll make the spread 3.5. Okay, so if I win, I cover. Yeah. If I get it wrong,
right,
you cover.
Fair enough.
The classic holiday song, Last Christmas, is performed.
Mark. Wham! Worst Christmas song ever. Christmas song ever. It's not even about Christmas.
I feel like that Jingle Bells thing is going to haunt me.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why I said Rudolph, too, and I'm like, that's not it.
As I laid down tonight on the couch between the post-game show and the morning shift in Alpharetta at Publix, I am going to think about that question.
Yes, you know what's going to be great? Couch. You know what's going to be great? I'm just going to send, like, Dashing Through the Snow Jingle Bells lyrics to
I
our
just
text
started,
thread.
I just, you know what? If I'd have done the smart thing, I'd have just started naming every Christmas song. You know what I mean? Frosty Snowman!
Yep, Let's there you go.
You wouldn't have gotten the point then.
You can't hate the execution of what I did. Okay.
You tried. I'll give you an A for effort, man. You tried to slide it in there.
I didn't know whether she wanted the movie or the kid's name.
All right, congratulations, Mark. You won the holiday trivia round.
That's right. I got it. Next week's my day.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to beat Bo.
Exactly. Right. Coming up, Thursday Night Football. It's Falcons, Bucks. We'll size up this matchup next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar.
GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.